Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 past 6 on this Thursday, September the 20th. We'll talk this hour with the author of state legislation that would prohibit local governments in Wisconsin from declaring themselves sanctuary cities. Or more specifically, the bill would prohibit local ordinances and resolutions that stop local employees and police from inquiring about the immigration status of an individual who is seeking or receiving public services. Does Wisconsin need this kind of law? Should the immigration status of people be checked if they're trying to get a social service, or should the names of illegal immigrants be turned over to the federal government? We will welcome your thoughts and questions for our guest at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. Roger Roth is a Republican state representative from Grand Chute. He's co-author of a bill, along with Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend, that would prohibit sanctuary cities in Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Do we have sanctuary cities in Wisconsin right now?
Yes, we do. Dane County and the city of Madison are the only two in our state, but there are others on the horizon. The city of Racine was recently petitioned to do just that.
And by being a sanctuary city, Dane County and or the city of Madison will not check on immigration status of people?
That's correct. Their employees are forbidden from checking on that. Now, the reason that Senator Grothman and I decided to write this legislation was really in response to recent trends that we see here in Wisconsin and across our country. And what was really of a concern to me was public safety. Now, we look at instances that have happened in New Jersey, in New York, and even here in Wisconsin, and we see this as a proactive solution to stay ahead of the curve on this.
Yeah. How would this prevent crimes like, you point out, the murders in New Jersey that were done by someone allegedly who was an illegal immigrant?
Well, it's not allegedly. He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal alien here in this country. And he was indicted twice this year. This story just happened last month, but he was indicted twice this year on 31 counts of sexual assault of a child and 9 counts of weapons charges. And he was released, of course, and just this last August murdered 3 college students. Now, had Newark, New Jersey turned him over to federal authorities the first time that they apprehended him, they would have deported him, and he wouldn't have been here, of course, to commit the second crime.
Yeah, I just said allegedly because I didn't know if it made it through the court system yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it hasn't, has it? I mean, it's not completely through the court system.
Well, this just happened on August 22nd, the second one. I'm sorry, August 27th. So. No, that has not made it through the court system.
So how would this bill in Wisconsin have prevented a similar incident here?
Okay, well, there was an incident in May of this year where an illegal alien gunned down a Kenosha County sheriff's deputy when he just pulled him over for a routine traffic stop. Now, this man was in the Kenosha County jail a year before, and because Kenosha County, which does now, they notify federal authorities when they have criminal aliens in their system now, but they did not prior when they had this man in their custody before. Now, had this happened now, he would have been notified to federal authorities. He would have been deported when they had him on the first crime, and he wouldn't have been here, you know, to kill the sheriff's deputy later.
Mm-hmm. So, specifically, would your bill require local governments to do this?
No, and that's a very good point, Joyce. There's some confusion on this, and I'm glad you brought that up. This bill does not require that law enforcement or local authorities notify federal officials and agencies when they know of illegal aliens here. And again, there's some confusion on that, and I certainly did not want to go there. What I did want to do, however, is make sure that law enforcement has that tool at their disposal. Like I mentioned, Kenosha County now notifies federal authorities when they have apprehended a criminal alien and have one of them in their criminal court system.
Yeah. Why didn't you want to go there in terms of requiring the notification?
Well, Senator Grossman and myself looked at this, and we thought this would be a good step for our state to take. And that's a debate that certainly our legislature can have, but one that I just did not feel was necessary at this time.
Yeah, why not just let the local governments, local counties and cities and villages do what they think needs to be done?
Exactly.
Yeah, but why you're telling them they can't declare themselves sanctuaries?
That's right. They can't declare themselves sanctuary cities. Local governments, they can't prohibit their employees or law enforcement from asking the legal status, but it allows them to ask it or to not ask it, depending on what they see fit.
We are talking about a bill that would ban any city, town, or county in Wisconsin from enacting an ordinance or a resolution that prohibits local government employees from inquiring about the immigration status of someone seeking or receiving public services, or what is known as becoming a sanctuary city. Do you agree with this bill or not? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Roger Roth, a Republican state representative from Grand Chute. And he is co-author of a bill that would prohibit sanctuary cities in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 18 minutes past 6 o'clock. Coming up later this afternoon during At Issue with Ben Marins. After 5, Ben's guest will discuss how the standardized testing movement has impacted students, teachers, and school administrators across the country. He talks with the author of Tested, coming up after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're talking with a state lawmaker who has introduced legislation this week restricting local governments from offering sanctuary to illegal immigrants throughout Wisconsin. Under the bill, cities and counties would be unable to pass laws prohibiting government employees from demanding proof of immigration status or notifying the federal government of the presence of illegal immigrants. We wonder what you think of this bill, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Currently, Dane County has an ordinance on the books that blocks government workers from asking for proof of citizenship when an individual is seeking public services. And our guest says Racine was also considering a similar ordinance. And he says local cities and towns and villages should not be able to block government workers from asking about the legal status of an immigrant. He says public safety is at stake. Our first caller is Pat in Milwaukee. Hi, Pat. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about being able to differentiate between a criminal, someone who's arrested, and someone who's applying for social services, for example. Mm-hmm. Is there some way to separate those two?
Yeah, well, Roger Roth, you're not going to catch the criminal necessarily if somebody's trying to get a social service?
Well, when it comes to social services, under this law, people would still receive, and be able to receive the same services that they're able to receive right now. So it doesn't, this law doesn't change anything that we're doing right now. When it comes to federally funded programs, illegal aliens are not eligible to receive assistance. But this does change slightly when it comes to state-funded programs. But again, this doesn't change it doesn't change status quo the way it is right now. Anyone who goes to their county and receives services would still be able to receive those services.
If they're legal and show proof of, I don't understand, because the bill says that it would prohibit local government employees from asking about the immigration status of someone seeking public services.
It prohibits local governments from telling their employees that they cannot ask. So it's not, and I've got to make that as a clear distinction here. It's not forcing local governments or law enforcement from asking. It just makes it so that we don't have sanctuary cities where people know that in these places they're forbidden from law from asking.
So no local ordinances that forbid the employees from asking.
That's correct.
Yeah. And our guest wants to know is, can you separate, somebody seeking a public service or a social service to someone who may have committed a crime?
Well, I mean, clearly they are, you know, one committed a crime and one is seeking, you know, a public service. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't necessarily know where she's going with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Pat, what's your point in asking whether they can separate it?
Well, I guess his premise seems to be that he wants to catch criminals, and if there's a sanctuary, you won't be able to catch criminals. And why don't we just allow the police officers, after they make an arrest, to identify whether this person is an illegal immigrant or not, and everyone else, we don't have to ask them, or we allow those sanctions so that people can feel like they can come forward with perhaps help in identifying a criminal, but they're not going to be arrested. They're just assisting the law enforcement agent, but they don't want to know them to know that they're an illegal immigrant. Those kinds of situations.
Sure, I understand what you're saying, what you're getting at, Pat. When it comes to illegal aliens coming forward and offering help to police, we certainly want to keep that open. We want them to feel safe that they can report crimes or they can report wrongdoing. My guess would be though that if you're breaking the law, you would be naturally apprehensive or afraid from going to the police in the first place. But back to your first point about illegal aliens seeking public services, you know, I think it's important that we remember that although anyone here, legally or illegally in our state, is afforded the same legal rights under the law, they're not afforded the same footing as Wisconsin citizens when it comes to access to public funds. It doesn't matter if you're a resident of Pennsylvania, resident of Kansas, a foreign visitor here from another country, or an illegal alien. We have a responsibility in our state to take care of our citizens.
Thank you, Pat. Tim in Sparta, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I 100% support the bill. I am a little disappointed, though. I think it should have more teeth. I think that it should, hands down, if a law enforcement officer sees somebody or arrests somebody that is an illegal immigrant, they should be supported. And my question is, just after hearing the last caller, I was very disturbed because I didn't realize this, but my understanding is now that if you have an illegal immigrant in the state of Wisconsin that, say, applies for Badger Care, they're going to get that. They'll receive that. That's ridiculous. I do not think that the state of Wisconsin should cover the expenses for an illegal immigrant. The burden should not be placed on Wisconsin for that, the taxpayer. And if cities like Madison are doing that, they should be defunded. Take some money away from them. Again, I'm very disturbed by hearing that illegal immigrants getting social services like Badger Care, if their own country can't take care of them, it should not be placed on the burden of Wisconsin.
Yeah, hold on, Tim. Representative Roth?
Yes, Tim, appreciate your support. I'd like to point out the fact that, Badger Care, that's part of medical assistance, which is a federally funded program. So unless they have access to a fraudulent Social Security number or otherwise, they would be prohibited from accessing that particular service. But again, I think you make a good point. Here in Wisconsin, we have to take care of our citizens, and we can't do that if we're taking care of residents who are here legally or illegally from other parts of the country or other parts of the world.
Yeah. And I'm sorry for being so dense, but when you said before nothing would change, right now if an immigrant walks into the social services office and wants to get Badger Care, let's say that, in most counties, but not Dane County because of this local ordinance, in most counties, the legal status of that person would be checked.
That is not true. Now, that is not the case, let me put it that way. What this bill does, Joyce, is it just allows them allows local governments to, again, have the option at their disposal to ask or not ask. It prohibits these sanctuary cities from forming around our state. Now, when it comes to federally funded programs, they already have to ask. They are forced to ask. If it receives its funding or if it's partially funded from the feds, they have no choice. But when it comes to state and county services, they don't have to.
Okay.
And that's where Dane County and the city of Madison.
So it's not, let's say it's not Badger Care, it's a state or county funded program.
That's correct.
And in most counties right now, if an immigrant comes in, the legal status is typically checked before that social service is doled out?
I looked for information on that, and the truth is our state does not keep records at this time on that.
Yeah.
So that is something that I talked to Fiscal Bureau about that, or Legislative Fiscal Bureau, and that's something that we're going to work on because I think we should keep track of that.
Yeah. All right, so you're not telling local governments you must ask, but you're telling local governments you cannot prohibit your employees from asking.
That is correct.
Yeah. Does that make sense, Tim?
It does make sense. I'm just, I'm a little disappointed. I wish it had a little bit more teeth in it. I don't think that, I think you're setting yourself up for a lawsuit again from the ACLU. They're going to say that you're being prejudiced because in one county they're not going to let them, and in another county they will.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your thoughts, Tim. Again, this keeps pretty much status quo here for what we have in Madison now. When we looked out at the trends across our country, we saw sanctuary cities as being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that we had legislation in our state which prohibited them before it becomes more of a problem than I believe that it is already.
Yeah. Art in Appleton, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joanne, and good morning to your guest. I have to agree with your last caller. I wish it did have more teeth. I think it should be mandatory that anybody in the state or any county be required to ask and determine the legal status. Sanctuary cities, when you get to that point, it's almost like a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
But I think also that there was a case back, I think, in the last winter, of a young girl who was separated from her sister while she was out partying at Eau Claire or La Crosse, I believe it was. And she was brutally murdered, and she was left on the steps of a courthouse, I believe. And they tracked down this gentleman. They tracked down this person in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven just across the Minnesota border, where he just went in and purchased beer. And he was just sitting in his car, and he had blood on his clothes and everything like this. And only one reporter from La Crosse was covering this whole thing. But the problem is that if you have an incident like that happens in a sanctuary city, I believe that the victims of these crimes, or the families of the victims of these crimes, if the victim survives, then they should have the right, or the family should have the right, to take action against the city, against the city administrators who have instructed their personnel.
I gotta jump in. We're at news time, and I'll have our guest respond to your story after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Thursday, September the 20th. We're talking this hour with Roger Roth, a Republican state representative from Grand Chute, co-author of a bill that was introduced this week in the state legislature to prohibit sanctuary cities in Wisconsin. The legislation would prohibit local governments from adopting laws that would prohibit their local government workers from asking about the legal status of individuals seeking public services. It would also prohibit them from notifying the federal government of the presence of illegal immigrants in a community. Do you think we need this law in Wisconsin? Should the formation of other so-called sanctuary cities be banned in Wisconsin? Our guest right now says Dane County currently has a local ordinance on the book that prohibits local employees from asking about the legal status of immigrants, and Racine is another city that is considering such such an ordinance, and we wonder what you think. Should this be banned in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Roger Roth of Grand Chute says, there's no excuse to grant criminal aliens a safe harbor any place in Wisconsin. Police in Wisconsin should be allowed to do their job and see that criminal aliens are not allowed to live invisibly among our communities. We wonder what you think. Just before news time, we heard from Arden Appleton, Representative Roth, who told a story, which I certainly haven't been able to verify, about he thought the murder or the assault of a woman in western Wisconsin by an illegal immigrant, whether or not that's true or not, I think his point was that the city that allowed this to happen should be somehow sanctioned or penalized severely. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, certainly, Joy. I did not hear of that story either, so I cannot verify as to that. But his point was that, and I think the caller before him, Tim, I think, too, said that, well, you know, they were hoping that this bill had more teeth than it does have. And I can, you know, I'll just tell Art and tell Tim that when it came to writing this legislation again, I wanted to be proactive in coping with trends that I see forming around our country and within our state. And I wanted to make sure that sanctuary cities did not start popping up everywhere in Wisconsin. Again, because I do not believe there's a reason to grant criminal aliens a safe harbor here in our state.
Yeah. And again, this when he described this as sort of a don't ask, don't tell type of a situation, is that what a sanctuary city is for the most part?
No, a sanctuary city is where local government officials and law enforcement are prohibited from asking the legal mm-hmm. status of those that are seeking services or those that that they apprehend. So really what it would be is criminal aliens would be allowed to live invisibly among our communities. Yeah. And that's what this bill is trying to avoid.
Yeah. You know, I always, every time I do a program on the illegal immigration problem, I will mm-hmm. hear from listeners who say, how did you, you know, why do you allow your guest to say alien, and why do you say immigration, or one way or the other? The legal term is alien, is that right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, but I guess it sounds as though it's, you know, somebody from outer space. Megan in Maguanago, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd just like to point out that a lot of the state assistance programs like Badger Care and Food Share and the W-2 programs are not for just everyone. They're for working parents with low income. And really, I got to say that undocumented workers, illegal immigrants, are some of the neediest people. Their kids can be some of the neediest people because they're working for much lower wages and they have low standard of living. And it's better than where they're coming from. But at the same time, those kids still need vaccines and physicals and real basic health care and food to eat. And I don't want to discourage anything that'll help get these kids what they need. So I'll take my comments off the air. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, appreciate the comments. If the children, of course, were born here in Wisconsin, they are, if the children of illegal aliens are born here in Wisconsin, they are citizens of our state and citizens of our country. So they would have access to any and all of the programs that a legal resident would have access to. But again, I think we have to go back to a point I made a little earlier that although you know those who are here legally or illegally are afforded the same legal rights under the law, they're not afforded the same footing as Wisconsin citizens when it comes to the right to public funds. And again, it doesn't matter if they're a resident from Pennsylvania or Kansas or a foreign tourist who's here or an illegal alien. Here in Wisconsin, I believe we have an obligation to take care of our citizens.
Mm-hmm. Megan, thanks very much. But what about the adult who's an illegal immigrant?
Mm-hmm.
They're illegal, but they're working a job. They're mm-hmm. you know providing a service to the community. They're they're not involved in criminal activity. You want to punish them?
Well, under my law that I've proposed, this just bans sanctuary cities from popping up across Wisconsin. It bans bans the ability of criminal aliens from just sort of living invisibly in our communities. Mm. And the point to this legislation was to be proactive about a trend that I see developing around the country. It's not to really punish anybody. It's just more or less for public safety.
Yeah. Any comment on that we just need federal immigration reform and we shouldn't be putting any sorts of burdens or the responsibility of this on local officials?
Well, I think regardless of where you fall on this issue, I think we all agree that we need the federal government to step up and to come out with some immigration reform. Mm-hmm. As far as, there's certain things that is the state lawmaker that I'm able to do, and there's certain things that I'm unable to do. And this was one bill that falls within the jurisdiction of state government, which I believe would be beneficial for our state and keep us ahead of the curve in dealing with sanctuary cities.
Mm-hmm. Marcello in Nina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Mr. Roth. Just a few comments, and then I'll give you a question. First of all, I want to clarify that when we talk about illegal immigrants, lately has been a synonym of Hispanics, although there are a lot of illegal immigrants from other countries, Europe and even Canada. Mm-hmm. And when they talk about the illegals committing crimes in here, it seems that because the media tends to publicize more of these crimes if they are illegals rather than citizens of the United States. Mr. Rojas said himself that with this bill, pretty much nothing will change. So why waste time and money in this bill if nothing is going to change pretty much? Why Mr. Rojas doesn't focus in another bill, like, for example, getting a license only for illegal immigrants? That way we will know when they stop by the police who they are and where they live. And they're open and not being pushed on the ground if we give the police rights to ask about the illegal, about the immigrants, I'm sorry, about their legal status in here. And another bill that he could push or work on is on health care, those issues that are important, and they would really change the status quo in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Well, our guest has said that he sees a trend of cities declaring themselves these sanctuaries, Marcello, and that's what he wants to stop. So that's his reason for doing this.
Yes.
What do you think about just stopping sanctuary cities from existing or declaring themselves?
They were trying to create the sanctuaries is to give the immigrants here, illegal or illegal, that. And safe place, so they don't have to fear for the police, they don't have to fear they're going to be deported, and like that. There are working force in here. And creating these bills or ordinance, it's pushing them down and creating more problems, allowing employers to prey on them, pay them even lower wages. So they are already here. Let them work. They'd be a part of the community. They're not breaking any laws. And if somebody's breaking a law, they're the employers too, hiring them. Why don't go after them then?
Mm-hmm. Well, your comments, Representative Roth?
Yeah, I'd like to first say that I do not believe that this bill is a waste of time or money. Again, I'm seeing this is to deal with trends that are coming across our country. And when you look at government, now I'm a first-time lawmaker. It's my first term, 8 months, 9 months on the job here. When you look at legislation that government passes, it's by large reactive. I would say it's probably 99% reactive. Unless something happens, unless a circumstance occurs or devastation occurs with Hurricane Katrina, government just won't react. Or they won't get out ahead and deal with something before it becomes more of a problem than it already is. Now, with the Sanctuary City Bill, I believe this is a proactive piece of legislation. it sees a trend that is coming across our country for creating these safe harbors for criminal aliens to live underneath the fabric of our society, and it's making it so that they would be illegal here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And I do not think that that is, by any stretch of the imagination, a waste of time or money. I think it's a necessary thing and a necessary and good step for Wisconsin to take.
Time for a weather break, and then we'll continue. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, about 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7 o'clock, what's wrong with America's universities? We'll ask John Leo. He has some ideas coming up after 7 o'clock. Right now, we're talking with Roger Roth. He's a Republican state representative from Grand Chute and co-author of a bill to prohibit sanctuary cities in Wisconsin, a bill that would prohibit a local government, a city, a town, or a county, from passing a resolution or an ordinance that prohibits its employees from asking about the legal status of individuals seeking or receiving public services, or notifying the federal government of the presence of illegal immigrants in a community. Some communities around the country do this, and Dane County is among them. What do you think? Should there be a state law prohibiting local governments from declaring themselves sanctuary cities in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Representative Roth, Marcello and Nina, when I pressed him a little bit, said that, I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He said, you know, you yourself said this is really not going to change a whole lot of, in terms of the way most local governments perform their duties. But he said, that this isn't going to stop a criminal, be that person legal or not, from committing a crime necessarily, but it's going to further push down the hardworking illegal immigrant who just wants to be here to do his or her job. It puts them into a fear. It's preying on them. It just creates this climate of fear for the immigrant community.
Well, again, I would say that if you're not committing a crime, first point, the fact that an illegal alien is here, that is a crime in and of itself. But the fact that you're not creating a crime injuring another person here in Wisconsin, if you're not doing that, I don't think you have anything to fear. I don't think you have anything to be apprehensive or afraid about. As a state and as a people, we have an obligation to take care of those in our state, those legal residents who come here and who want to make a new start of it, a better life for themselves. But we can't, we don't have the ability to take care of everyone who would want access to our services. I mean, if we allowed people, just think of that, if we allowed anyone from around the country, whatever state they're resident of, to come here and access our services, our state would go bankrupt. And if we allowed anyone in the world who wanted to come here and access our services to do so, again, our state would go bankrupt. We have an obligation to take care of our Wisconsin citizens.
Yeah, and I've never been one for the argument, don't do what you're doing, do something else that I think is more important. You can do multiple things. But what about his idea that he had an idea that illegal immigrants should have a special license?
Yeah, and again, that's, I think he's probably referring to something that the federal government had been toying with when they were dealing with their immigration reform over the last year. And that's certainly something that they could, work on out in Washington. But here in Wisconsin, that's beyond the scope and power of our government.
Mm-hmm. Mike in Fond du Lac.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for taking the call. The point I wanted to ask is, has there been any investigation as to whether the sanctuary city concept is constitutional in Wisconsin? I agree with you, first of all, that they should have to notify the federal government if illegal immigrants actually commit crimes. I don't think there should be any doubt of it. And I'd wondered whether or not there's any question regarding interfering with one level of government's law enforcement by passing an ordinance against notification. In other words, isn't there some question as to whether or not the sanctuary city idea is even constitutional?
Well, to my knowledge, it has not been challenged in the courts. Mm-hmm. The sanctuary city ordinances in Dane County and Madison, again, to the best of my knowledge, they have not been. They are in existence. And this bill, again, would just try and get ahead of the curve here and make it so that we don't see these popping up all around our state. But that's a good point that I honestly don't know the answer to.
Thanks, Mike. Mark in New Berlin. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I am really disappointed with the Republican Party on this. Being a conservative myself, I think this entire campaign against people who don't have citizenship papers smacks of racism. But I thought of something even more important while your guest was talking. He says that we can't spend money for these people, but I'm trying to figure out which state law are these people breaking that you want to spend state money to track them down for. I don't think there is a state law for this. I really wish the Republican Party would not turn into the Democrats as far as making laws that restrict the rights of people to set up the cities they want to live in. This should be a libertarian issue almost. I don't want the state telling me what I cannot do in my own city. And if my city wants to pass a sanctuary law, so be it, bless them.
Yeah, all right. What about that, Representative Roth?
Well, clearly I disagree. I think it's imperative that here in our state that we don't create sanctuary cities, that we don't create these harbors where criminal aliens, again, are allowed to live underneath the fabric of our society. And I do believe it is a public safety issue, and I think recent events within our state and outside of our state prove that point.
Mm. And you don't think it smacks of big government?
No, not at all.
Thanks, Mark. Clyde in Cedarburg is with us now. Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry. I hope that there's no... you can hear all right with the... that the radio's not a problem in the background?
Yes, go ahead.
Right. I think that an important point that's been ignored or not been commented on by anyone is that that this is an abrogation of local control by the big state government.
Well, yeah, that's what we just talked about. So maybe you were turning down your radio at that time, but we didn't specifically, isn't it? It's local control. What about that, Roger Roth, more specifically?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm all in favor of local control. And what sanctuary cities does not, again, we're not mandating that local governments go out there and find the legal immigration status of those that seek services or those that they apprehend through law enforcement. What this does, however, is it makes it so they can't prohibit their employees from asking.
Yeah.
So again,
well,
yeah.
What about there are no, the illegal immigrants aren't breaking state laws just by being here. That's a federal law they're breaking. You didn't really address that of the past caller.
Yes, I am not. I'm not aware. I guess I don't know the answer to that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously they're breaking federal law. I don't know if that's in our state.
Yeah,
law
he was saying that since it's they're not really breaking state laws, why are we spending state resources worrying about this?
Well, we wouldn't be spending state resources worrying about this.
Mm-hmm.
This would not mm-hmm. cost state funds.
Josie in Green Bay. Hi.
Hi there. I agree with Representative Roth. I think it is very unfair that they are here, period. I, as a self-employed person, I can't get Badger Care as a single self-employed person. As an American citizen, I can't get help. It's not fair when you have illegal aliens here who can get services that I can't get, and you have kids dying in Iraq. For them, it's not right.
Yeah. Well, final words on this, Roger Roth?
Well, Joy, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me about this. And, again, this is trying to get ahead of the curve, get ahead of trends across our country, and just prohibiting sanctuary cities from popping up around our state. I think your last caller made an interesting point when she said it's not fair. And I would say... And I would agree with her. I think here in Wisconsin we have an obligation to take care of our citizens. And we can't, again, we can't take care of residents from other parts of our country. We just do not have the funds for that. Nor can we take care of residents from other parts of the world. We must concentrate on taking care of those who are our citizens who need our help.
Yeah, it looks like this bill was just introduced. Is there any timetable on next step or how it's going to be considered?
Yeah, just introduced the bill on Monday and circulating it for co-sponsors here for the next couple of weeks. And then I will pass it on to leadership, and I will know something then. But it'll probably be a matter of months.
Okay. Thanks a lot for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Joy.
Roger Roth, Republican State Representative from Grand Chute, co-author of a bill that was just introduced to prohibit sanctuary cities in Wisconsin. Thanks to Leo Duran for producing the hour. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.